我们在三个月前开始看马可福音。
Three months ago, we began our study on the book of Mark.
我们今天会继续的看马可福音，而且会注重在第一章第十六到第二十节。
Today we continue our study of the Gospel of Mark and we will focus particularly on verses 16 to 20.
上个星期我们的牧师讲到要使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Last week, Pastor Roger preached about confirming your calling and your election.
这个是照着彼得后书一章第十节。
And this was taken from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10.
彼得的用意就是要提醒基督徒，他们必须要查验他们的信心，而且要确定他们的救恩。
Peter's point was for Christians to examine their faith and to confirm their salvation.
所以我们今天看马可福音第一章十六到第二十节的时候，就要来看什么是真正的门徒。
And so today, as we study Mark 1:16 to 20, we want to see what a true disciple is about.
我们首先要复习一下我们之前所讲过的。
Let us take a quick revision of the things that we have already spoken about in Mark.
因为当时正在主后六十到七十年之间，这一个罗马帝国的罗马王尼禄，他放火烧了整半个城市。
The book of Mark was written around 68 to 70 AD, and it was during a time where the emperor Nero had set fire to Rome.
他烧了半个罗马城市之后，他指责基督徒纵火，因为很多人怀疑是尼禄所放的火，他就要找一些替死鬼。
And he had set fire to nearly half of Rome, and many people had the suspicion that it was indeed the Emperor Nero. And as a scapegoat, he decided to point his finger at Christians.
所以因着这样，在罗马城市里面对基督徒开始了一场大逼迫，有许许多多的基督徒因此而寻道，他们有一些被钉死十架，有一些被烧死，有一些被狗撕为碎片。
As a result of that, there was a great persecution of Christians during this time. Many of them were nailed to the cross, they died on the cross, they were crucified, they were burnt to death, and they were torn apart by wild dogs.
也因着这样，马可就写了这一本福音给他们，为的是鼓励当时受逼迫的基督徒要在受逼迫的当中坚持。
It is on this backdrop that Mark writes this book to the Christians there, with the point of encouraging them to stand firm during this time of persecution.
在马可福音里，马可常常用一个重点，这个重点就是耶稣基督是受苦的奴仆。
Throughout the gospel, you will find that Mark has a focus, and that is that Jesus Christ was the suffering servant.
因为马可要鼓励当时的基督徒，让他们知道他们的主耶稣基督也是同样的受苦，也是同样的被钉在十字架上。可是他死后复活了，而且升天得到荣耀。
And this was written as an encouragement to these Christians who were undergoing this persecution. His point was that Jesus Christ was the suffering servant. He himself was nailed to the cross and died, but he rose again and he was given back his glory.
所以如果受逼迫的基督徒能够坚持的话，他们有朝一日与主面对面的时候，也会得着同样的荣耀。
And this encouragement was to tell Christians that if they stood firm on their faith, one day they too would see Christ, and one day they too would be glorified.
我们从马可福音第一章第一到第八节看到了完美奴仆的降临。
And from verses 1 to 8, we saw the announcement of the perfect servant.
在第九到十一节的时候，我们看见完美奴仆的洗礼。
We saw from verse 9 to 11 the baptism of the perfect servant.
还有完美奴仆的挑战，这一个就是在第十二到第十三节。
And the challenge of the perfect servant from verse 12 to 13.
当然，这一个完美的奴仆就是指耶稣基督。
And of course, this perfect servant refers to Jesus Christ.
然后从第14到第15节, 我们就看见了完美奴仆的事工。
And then we carried on and looked at verse 14, which talks about the messenger of God.
耶稣基督就是神的使者。
Jesus is the messenger of God.
他是按着神的时机来到传神的福音。
And it was according to God's plan that Jesus came to spread God's gospel.
所以第三点就是神的启示，这一个就是神的福音。
And the third point was the message of God, which was God's gospel.
所以让我们继续的看第16到第20节。So
we'll continue today as we look at 16 to 20.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又见西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们。
他们就把父亲西庇太和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。Verse 16 to 20. Passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him.
很明显的，这一段经文讲到了耶稣基督呼召他的四个门徒，后来这四个门徒也成为了12使徒之一。It
is clear from this passage that Jesus was selecting these four disciples, and these four disciples eventually became one of the four of the apostles.
当我们跳进去这段经文来看经文里的细节的时候，我们能够看见什么是真正的门徒。
As we jump into this passage, we can see what is a true disciple.
首先，真正的门徒必须哀痛。
First of all, we see that disciples need to be sorrowful.
当然，他们必须为他们的罪感到哀痛。
What we're referring to here is that they need to be sorrowful for their sin.
他们必须要认罪悔改。
They need to repent and turn to God.
让我们再看第16到第18节。
Let us look again at verse 16 and 18.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers, become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him.
你可能会问，我们怎样从这三节经文里看得出门徒必须要为罪感到哀痛呢？
Perhaps you ask, how in these three verses do we see that disciples need to be sorrowful?
实际上，我们在这里的确看不见。
The truth is, indeed, these three verses is inadequate to show us this point.
可是我要告诉大家，我在这里讲的不是我个人的看见。
But I need to be clear that what I'm trying to say here does not come from my personal insight into the Bible.
因为如果你记得的话，牧师常常强调说，圣经讲道不是指传道人在这里传他的看见。
Because if you will remember, Pastor Roger often says that expository preaching is not about a preacher preaching his own insight.
圣经讲道实际上是要讲到经文到底真正的这个意思是什么。Expository
preaching is about piecing through the Bible and seeing what it has to say to us.
当然我们从这三节经文看不见真正的门徒必须要为罪感到哀痛。 可是我们用已经解经的原则来看，我们就能够看出了。No,
these three verses will not show us that disciples need to be sorrowful, but using the principle of scripture interpreting scripture, we will be able to see this.
所以我们必须要看别处的圣经来明白到这一点。
What we have to do is look into the other gospels to see this.
常常的，我们必须要将四福音都一同来看，才能够明白当时的情况到底是什么，来知道它的意思。
Very often we have to take a look at all four synoptic gospels to give us a better picture of exactly what is happening.
我们记得马可是写给当时在罗马受逼迫的基督徒。
We know that Mark was written to the Christians who were being persecuted in Rome at that time.
所以马可要强调的就是门徒立刻跟从，门徒立刻跟从，他就把一些的细节给删除了。
And Mark's focus was that the believers or the disciples would immediately follow. And as a result, Mark has omitted certain parts of that the other gospels speak of.
所以当我们看马可福音十六到第十八节的时候，场面就好像是西门还有安德烈第一次见主耶稣基督。
And at face value, when we read verse 16 to 18, it would seem as though this was the first time Simon and Andrew were meeting Jesus.
当西门还有安德烈在海边那里忙着赚生活的时候，突然间来了一个陌生人，耶稣基督。
And it would seem as though Simon and Andrew, while they were earning a livelihood, all of a sudden a stranger shows up.
这一个陌生人呼召他们，他们就毫无逻辑地跟从他。
And this stranger comes alongside them and calls them, and almost without logic, they follow him.
他们从来没有见过耶稣基督吗？这么毫无逻辑地跟从他之后，他们的生命就改变了吗？
And could it be that not having met this Jesus in their lives, they without logic decided to follow him, and all of a sudden their lives have changed?
不是的，当时并不是这样的。
But no, that is not the case.
当我们翻到约翰福音第一章再看的时候，我们就会发现，原来当时他们不是第一次见到耶稣基督。
And if you turn to the Gospel of John, you will find that indeed this is not the first time that they are meeting Jesus.
让我们一同翻到约翰福音第一章第三十五节。
So let us together flip to John chapter 1, verse 35.
约翰福音第一章第三十五节。
John chapter 1, verse 35.
我们会读到第四十二节。
We will be reading to verse 42.
约翰福音就在马可福音的后面两本书，你就到了。
And John comes after two books after Mark.
约翰福音第一章第三十五节，在次日，施洗约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊！”这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有生证了。听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。
John chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. The next day, again, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter.
所以在安德烈还未跟从耶稣基督之前，他跟从施洗约翰。
And so we see that before Andrew followed Jesus, he followed John the Baptist.
施洗约翰所传的信息是什么呢？
What was the message that John the Baptist was sharing?
你们应该记得吧？他常常说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And you would remember, he would say that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent and believe.
所以安德烈对悔改这个观念是非常熟悉的。
And so Andrew is very familiar with this idea of repentance.
而且当他跟从施洗约翰的时候，施洗约翰在约翰福音一章二十九节那里也说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And as he was following John the Baptist, he would be familiar with John saying, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以当施洗约翰告诉这两个门徒，就是其中一个是安德烈，看哪，神的羔羊，他就非常清楚地知道，这一位神的羔羊就是除去罪孽的。
And because Andrew was one of John the Baptist's disciples,He would have known after hearing, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that this was indeed the Messiah.
我们也知道安德烈后来去找西门彼得，告诉他我们找到，我们遇见弥赛亚了，也就是说我们遇见救主了。
And based on the passage that we have just read, we see that Andrew had gone to find his brother and told his brother that we have found the Messiah or we have found the Christ.
所以当我们回到马可福音第一章再看的时候，我们会发现这一次耶稣呼召西门跟安德烈不是耶稣第一次见他们。
So as we track back to our passage today, we see that it is not the first time that Simon and Andrew are meeting Jesus.
西门还有安德烈已经服从了施洗约翰的信息，就是要悔改，因为天国近了。
In fact, Simon and Andrew had already believed in the message of John the Baptist that they needed to repent because the kingdom of God is at hand.
他们之前已与耶稣基督花了一段时间在一起。
They had in fact spent some time with Jesus.
所以现在当耶稣呼召他们的时候，他们就舍了网，立刻舍了网，跟从耶稣基督。
And so now, when Jesus comes to see them and calls them,They immediately left the nets and followed him.
他们明白到必须为自己的罪而哀痛来跟从耶稣基督。
They understood that they needed to be sorrowful for their sin and turn to Jesus.
如果一个人要真正的成为耶稣基督的门徒，要真正的跟从耶稣基督，他必须要认清楚自己是一个罪人，也必须要为自己的罪感到哀痛。
A person who genuinely follows Jesus needs to be someone who recognizes that he is a sinner and needs to be sorrowful for the sin that he has committed.
当一个罪人转离罪，转向神，转向耶稣基督，求他赦免罪的时候，耶稣基督就会成为他的救主。
And when a sinner recognizes that sin and repents from that sin andrequests for forgiveness from Jesus, Jesus then becomes his savior.
是的，马太福音五章四节告诉我们，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Indeed, Matthew 5:4 tells us that blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
当然，这里讲到的哀痛不是因为一个亲人离世而哀痛，这个是为罪感到哀痛。
And this mourning is not a mourning for a loved one who has just passed on. It is a mourning for one's sin.
所以首先，真正的门徒必须要为自己的罪感到哀痛。
And so first of all, a true disciple needs to be sorrowful for his own sin.
第二点，我们看见的就是真正的门徒必须要牺牲。
Number two, we see that disciples need to sacrifice.
让我们看第十九还有二十节。
Let us look at verse 19 and 20.
耶稣稍往前走，又见西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西庇太和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
And going on a little further, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him.
就好像西门跟安德烈一样，雅各跟约翰也是渔夫。
Like Simon and Andrew, John and his brother James were fishermen.
可是不同的是，雅各跟约翰是有钱的渔夫。
But perhaps what's different is that John and James were wealthy fishermen.
第二十节告诉我们，他们的父亲西庇太有雇工人。
In verse 20, it tells us that their father Zebedee hired servants.
当时的背景，如果你有这个钱来，请工人来帮你，就是相当有钱的人才能够这么做。And
the situation back then was that only people who were fairly wealthy were able to hire servants.
所以西庇太这一个打鱼的生意是非常兴旺的。
And so it seems that Zebedee's fishing business was fairly prosperous.
我们从约翰福音18章15节也知道约翰是一个非常知名的人，因为他的父亲西庇太是一个非常知名的人物。
In fact, we see from John 18:15 that this lends further evidence that John was indeed someone who was known because of his father's business.
因为甚至连大祭司也认识他们。
Because even the high priest knew him.
在约翰福音18章15节这里说，西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着，这个门徒就是指约翰。那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。John
18:15 it says Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple who is none other than John. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest.
所以我们从西庇太有雇工人，还有甚至连大祭司也认识他，就知道西庇太是一个相当有钱、有影响力的人。And
so we see from the fact that the high priest was familiar with Simon Peter, and we see that Zebedee had hired servants, we can conclude that the business and their family was well known.
所以如果雅各跟约翰继续的侍奉他们的父亲，他们属世的父亲的话，他们将会得到非常多的产业。And
if John and James had continued working with their father in this business, they had potentially a very big inheritance coming their way.
可是他们舍弃了父亲与这一切的产业来跟从耶稣基督。But
they forsook the business to follow Jesus.
所以我们就能够看得出，他们为这跟从耶稣基督而做出了牺牲。That leads
to our second point, which is disciples need to sacrifice.
所以真正的门徒会为这跟随主的缘故而做出牺牲。And
a true disciple will follow Jesus and have to sacrifice.
在圣经里面也给我们提到了一些相反的例子，有一些人想要跟从耶稣基督，却不愿意舍下这个世界上的财富。And
the Bible tells us of negative examples of people who wanted to follow Jesus but weren't willing to set aside their own worldly possessions.
请你们打开你的圣经到马可福音第10章。Please
turn with me to Mark chapter 10.
也是一样，马可福音，不过是第10章第17节。And
we are staying in the Gospel of Mark. We're going to chapter 10, verse 17.
马可福音第10章第17到第23节。We'll
be looking from 17 to 23.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？” 耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可盗偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”他对耶稣说：“父子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。” 就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呐！”Mark
10:17-23. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your mother and father." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God."
所以这里就是给我们看见一个相反的例子，这一个有钱的财主，他不愿意舍下世上的财宝来跟随耶稣基督。
And here we see an opposite example. We see a rich young man who would not give up his worldly treasures in order to follow Jesus.
可是相反的，雅各与约翰他们做出了牺牲，为的是跟从主。
But we see John and James sacrificing their careers in order to follow Jesus.
你们有听过在乡村里一些村民是如何抓猴子的吗？
Have you ever heard of a story of how people in the village capture monkeys or catch monkeys?
在乡村里的村民，他们会将一些食物或者花生等的放在一个罐子里。这个罐子里头是宽的，不过罐子的口是非常窄的。
And what they would use as a trap is a jar that is fairly large at its base, but has a small and narrow mouth.
村民就会把食物，很像花生等的，这些食物放在这一个罐子里。
And the villagers would put peanuts and other types of food inside the jar.
当然，这个罐子是绑住在另外一个柱子上。
And of course, this jar is fastened to something else.
然后在周围的地上，他就会撒一些花生啊、食物等等的来引那一个猴子来。
And on the floor near the jar, he would sprinkle some of this peanuts and other foods in order to lure the monkey.
然后他就会找一个地方藏起来，不要让猴子看见。过了一会儿，猴子来了，看见地上有食物，他就开始捡来吃。然后过一会儿，他就看见哦，罐子里也有食物，他就将手伸进去拿食物。
And the villager would go off somewhere to hide, not so far away, and wait for the monkeys to come. The monkey will come, having been lured by the food, and he would begin picking up these peanuts and other scraps of food. And then he would see that there is a jar there. He reaches his hand into the jar to pick up some more of that food.
这一个罐子的口是非常的窄的，如果你的手这样伸进去，就可以伸进去。可是当他抓了那个食物，一个抓紧了的拳头是没有办法拉出来的。
So we said earlier on that the mouth of the jar is very narrow. It is just enough for you to reach your hand into it. But once the monkey grabs hold of the food, there is no way that he would pull his entire fist up.
就这样，这一个猴子抓住了那些食物，他如果要放弃这个食物，他就能够把手拉出来。可是他不愿意放弃那个食物，他就抓紧着他的拳头就拉不出来。也因着这样，他就被抓了。
If the monkey lets go of the food, he is able to slip his hand out of the mouth of the jar. But because he is unwilling to let it go, he is therefore caught by the villager.
我们从表面上来看，这一个村民就是猎人，这一个罐子就是他所设的陷阱，猴子就是受害者。
From on the surface, it would seem as though the villager is the hunter. The pot or the jar is the trap, and the monkey is the victim.
可是你如果是深入的思考一下，你会发现猴子从来没有被绑住。
But if you think about it, the monkey was never once caught. He was never captured.
他随时都能够逃走。
He was in fact free to go whenever he wanted.
他只需要做一件事情。
And he only needed to do one thing.
把东西放下，手拉出来，就能够走了。
All he had to do was let the food go and slip his hand out.
所以同样的，时常有许许多多的人不能够跟从耶稣，这个不是因为他们被绑死了。
In the same way, many people are not able to follow Jesus. That is not because they have been fastened by anything.
实际上是他们不愿意放手或者不愿意放下。
But the fact is, they are unwilling to let go.
在另外一个场合，耶稣基督对一个人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”In
another setting, Jesus said, "Follow me." But this person said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God."
耶稣基督在这里呼召的那一个人，他说让我回去埋葬我的父亲。他所指的不是说我要回去尽孝道。
This person that the Lord Jesus was calling said, let me first go bury my father, but he wasn't referring literally to go bury his father.
因为他所指的其实是想说，当我的父亲死，等我，让我等我的父亲死了之后，我得到他的遗产，我才来跟从你。
What he was in fact saying was, let me wait till my father passes on, let me get that inheritance, and then I will come and follow you.
为什么我们能够这样知道呢?
How do we know this?
因为耶稣基督说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
Because Jesus says to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead.
如果是真的一个死人，怎样埋葬另外一个死人呢？不可能。
If indeed that death was literal, there's no way that the dead person can bury some other dead person.
所以这里所指的死人，就是那一些还未信主，他们的灵是死的。所以这个死人是指那些灵里死了的人，没有信主的人。What
Jesus is saying is, or what Jesus is referring to are people who are dead in spirit, people who did not believe in Jesus.
就让这些在灵里面死了的人，不信耶稣基督的人，去埋葬他们自己的死人，然后让他们去喜爱那一些遗产啊、钱财等等的。In
effect, Jesus was saying, let the people who do not believe in me, the people who are spiritually dead, deal with their own deadness, and let them go take whatever inheritance that they want.
你只管去传扬神国的道。
But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
不要被这个世上的财宝给牵连了。
Do not be lured away by this world's riches.
耶稣基督也说，人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
Jesus also said, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
所以我们看见雅各跟约翰的例子，他们是真正的门徒，就必须牺牲。We
look back at James and John and we see the true discipleship of sacrificing to follow Jesus.
我们再看第三点，真正的门徒必须要侍奉。The
third point is that disciples need to serve.
首先，我们看见真正的门徒，他们不是享有这种崇高的地位。We
see first that these disciples did not have a high standing.
他们没有崇高的地位。They
weren't lofty.
真正的门徒所受的呼召，不是成为领导人，而是成为仆人。The
people, the true disciples that Jesus called, weren't people who were chosen to lead, they were chosen to serve.
让我们看第17节。
Let us look at verse 17.
耶稣对他们说, 对不起, 我们回到马可福音第一章。
We're back at Mark chapter 1.
第17节。 耶稣对他们说, 来跟从我, 我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Verse 17 says, and Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
耶稣基督会叫他们得人如得鱼。
Jesus would make them become fishers of men and not fish.
这里的含义就是真正的门徒会为这耶稣基督出去传福音。
What we see here is that true disciples will go out and spread the gospel.
他们会侍奉神，也会侍奉服侍人，通过这个大使命来使万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
They would serve God, but they would also serve men by bringing the Great Commission or by obeying the Great Commission and bringing the gospel to the world.
有一些人以为他能够在有空闲的时间才来侍奉神。
Some people think that perhaps only in their free time can they serve God.
或者他退休过后才侍奉神。
Or maybe they say, I'll wait until I retire.
可是你发现了吗? 耶稣基督来到海边不是看见了一些在那里晒太阳吸柠檬汁的人来服侍他。
But you'll notice that in this scene, Jesus doesn't come to a place and see Simon and Andrew sitting down having a suntan sipping lemonade.
他所呼召的是渔夫,他们是非常忙碌的。
The people that he was calling were fishermen, fishermen who were extremely busy.
有一个神学家这么说,当神寻找一个做特别任务的人,他会找一个忙碌有干劲的人。
It is said by a theologian that when Jesus calls someone, he calls someone who is an extremely busy person.
这一个门徒的观念对于犹太人或者希腊人来说都不是新的。
And this idea was not something new to the Jews.
对于希腊人还有对犹太人，他们有自己的门徒。
The Jews and the Greeks have their own form of discipleship.
这个希腊的这些哲学家，就如苏格拉底或者是比拉图，他们也有自己的门徒。
Greek philosophers such as Socrates and Plato had their own disciples.
施洗约翰还有法利赛人也有自己的门徒。
And so did John the Baptist and the Pharisees.
马可福音第二章你也看得见。
And you'll see this in Mark chapter 2.
在马可福音第二章就是不用翻，在下一页就是了。马可福音第二章第十八节说，约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说，约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？
We see, and you don't have to flip there, we'll just read it out. Mark chapter 2 verse 18 says, And now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and the people came and said to him, Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?
所以我们发现门徒这一个观念对犹太人或者是希腊人都不是新的。
The point here is that we see the idea or the concept of discipleship to Jews and Greeks was not a new concept.
可是耶稣基督所呼召的这一个门徒，这一个成为耶稣基督的门徒所有的含义却是新的。
However, the approach in this discipleship of Jesus was different, was new.
因为当这些希腊的哲学家的门徒跟从这个师父或者是夫子的时候，他们都常常希望能够青出于蓝，能够将来比他的师父更厉害。The
difference was that these people, the disciples of these Greek philosophers, would one day hope to become greater than their teachers.
可是成为耶稣基督的门徒却不是这样。
But it's not that way with the disciples of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督曾说，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的属将。Jesus
said, But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
约翰福音十三章，耶稣基督也说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。”
Jesus also said in John 13, verses 16 and 17, Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
在还未跟从耶稣基督之前，这四个人都是渔夫。
Before they came and followed Jesus, these four men were fishermen.
他们在打鱼是为谁打鱼？
Who were they fishing for?
为自己，他们为了讨生活而打鱼。
They were fishing for themselves. They were fishing in order to earn a livelihood.
所以我们可以说，他们其实在还未跟从耶稣基督之前是自己顾自己。
So we could say that before they came to serve Jesus, they were serving themselves.
可是当耶稣基督呼召他们跟从他的时候，耶稣基督说：“你们要得人如得鱼一样。”
But when Jesus called them, he said, I will make you become fishers of men.
所以他们不再为自己打鱼,
and so they were no longer fishing for themselves.
他们现在为着耶稣基督去得人如得鱼, 也就是说他们不再侍奉自己, 他们开始侍奉神。
They were fishing for men for Jesus, and that means that they were no longer serving themselves, they were serving Christ.
所以真正的门徒必须侍奉。
And so true disciples need to serve.
那些被呼召跟从耶稣基督的这四位门徒立刻必须做的就是陪同耶稣去传福音。
And these four men that were called by Jesus immediately left their nets and followed Jesus to spread the gospel.
当然他们所传的福音就在第十五节那里看得见。
And the gospel that they were spreading can be found in verse 15.
神的国近了,你们当悔改信福音。
The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
他们在传这个悔改的福音之前,必须先背的就是自己必须悔改。
But before they were spreading this gospel, they themselves needed to repent and believe in it.
这个就是今天的第一点,他们必须为自己的罪而感到哀痛。
And that brings us back to point number one of today's message. Disciples need to be sorrowful for their sin.
这样的话,他们才能够侍奉主去传这个悔改的福音。
And only then could they serve Jesus by spreading this gospel of repentance.
就如同当日耶稣基督呼召他的门徒一样,今天耶稣基督在呼召你。
And just like when back then when Jesus was calling his first disciples, today Jesus is calling you.
耶稣基督呼召你成为他真正的门徒。
Jesus is calling you to be his true disciple.
耶稣基督呼召你必须要为你自己的罪哀痛。
Jesus is calling you to be sorrowful for your sin.
耶稣基督呼召你必须为他做出牺牲。
He's calling you so that you would sacrifice for him.
耶稣基督呼召你来侍奉他。
And he is calling you to serve him.
你愿意吗?
Will you?
我们请敬豪弟兄做结束的祷告。Let
us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this passage. We thank you, Lord, that those among us who know you have been called by you, and by your grace, our sins have been forgiven, not through any merit of our own, Lord, for we are sinners and we cannot save ourselves. Father, we thank you for the grace that you have showered upon us, and we pray that you would help us to be good disciples, that you would help us to give up the things that we hold on so dearly, Lord, the things of this world, that we would be able to pour our lives into service of you, that we would be able to, that we would have a sorrow over our sin, that we may have a sensitivity to know that it is in us. And we pray that, Father, for those who are among us today who do not know you yet, we pray that, Father, that calling be made loud and clear, and that their hearts would be open to this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.